Our scripture reading for today is found in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 7, and 5 and 10. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power unto the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though the refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And the 10th verse of the 5th chapter. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, or is it afternoon yet? It's been one of those days. It's still morning. All right. Okay, Earth Day. God must have a sense of humor. I don't know how. I got signed up for Earth Day. Few disclaimers. The only plant I own is the broccoli in my freezer. That's one. My mom is, I love my mom, but she's a certified plant killer. She's tried, but she can't keep a plant alive for anything. What else? In school, I had a project one time, and I just knew I was going to ace this project because they told us we had to grow a plant, track its progress, and I was like, all right, I got this. You want to know how I got this? I got Miracle-Gro. And I was like, oh, I'm saved and filled with the Holy. I know God performs miracles. So I got this. Needless to say, weeks later, it was like, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Like, it was horrible. Another disclaimer, Christmas trees, yeah, they never make it to Christmas. By the time Christmas comes, they're withered away and gone. So y'all bear with me on today. I've done some research, I prayed, and I said, God, have a word, and I believe God has done it. Amen. It's getting hot. It's kind of ironic to say that when it was snowing last week, and we're still using jackets, but I'm talking about the earth. The earth, created by God, is getting hot. The term associated with this is global warming or climate change. Global warming is defined as a gradual increase in the overall temperature of the Earth due to greenhouse gases / pollutants in the Earth's atmosphere. So with that, there's something called a greenhouse effect. The greenhouses, most of us are familiar with the greenhouse. They bring in the heat from the sun, and through the glass, it releases a certain amount back into the atmosphere. So they use it to control the climate in order for certain plants to grow. So we'll think of the greenhouse effect as this. The sun sends heat to the earth. The earth releases heat. And the heat goes back out into space. But the problem is that greenhouse gases, there's a layer of them around the world, and they absorb the heat, trapping the heat in the earth, which makes the earth get hot. So think about it like the earth being wrapped in foil with a few holes poked around it. Heat is coming in, but very little is going out. The increase in greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is trapping more heat, and the earth can't take it. The earth is suffering, and it needs restoration. People of God, not only is the earth suffering, but we, human beings, are suffering and need restoration. Like the earth, we take in heat. We deal with the issues all the time. Something I've heard is either you're in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going into a storm. Some say raindrops keep falling on my head. Some say ain't no sunshine when she's gone. You know, that doesn't really fit, but I mean, it's the sun, it's heat, it's working. So, but life, you guys, life has its way of turning up the heat. Stress on our jobs, stress at home, experiencing loss, dealing with grief, drama between friends and family, and dealing with this crazy political atmosphere. Y'all, it's getting hotter and hotter. It doesn't seem like it's cooling off. It seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another. And we have greenhouse gases that are being around us, that are around us, trapping heat in our hearts, in our minds, and our bodies. They are trapping the heat inside of us, and some of us are experiencing burnout. We are experiencing global warming within ourselves. We are suffering, and sadly, many of us are giving up and losing faith. 1 Peter is full of the concept of suffering. In this scripture, we find Peter writing to the various exiles that were scattered throughout Asia Minor. He praises God for the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus and the creation of an inheritance that we will all receive when the Lord returns. And then he gets to verse 6. He begins verse 6 by saying, "In all this we greatly rejoice, comma." I'm glad he put that comma there because the people had to be thinking like, "Peter, you got to say something else. All this is great, but let's get to the nitty gritty, Peter." Peter continues. He finally gets to it, and he says, "Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials." Yeah, Peter, that's right. We suffering out here. We've experienced grief. We're dealing with things, and it's getting hotter. It's burning up. We need to know how to deal with it. Somebody help me by saying, "It's getting hot." It's getting hot. Peter goes on, though, to enlighten us by telling us that this suffering has come so that the proven genuineness of our faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Biblical commentators A.M. Stibbs and A.F. Walls go on to say, "For when Jesus is publicly manifested as God's Christ for all to see, what will bring glory to him will be that we trusted him in the face of darkness and pain and all the earthly circumstances and opposition that we come to." To trust Jesus in our suffering, to trust Jesus in the heat when the heat is turned up, that's what will bring him glory. Yes, the heat is supposed to produce a faith more precious than gold. And yes, I have a hope of a future glory, but I need something now. How do I deal with the heat? How do I deal with the suffering that I'm experiencing? How do I deal with losing my job? How do I deal with divorce? How do I deal with discrimination? How do I deal with death? How do I deal, God? How do I deal with the heat? And why is it getting hotter and hotter? The earth is getting hotter and hotter. Why? Let's review this cause and effect real quick. The sun sends heat to the earth. The earth absorbs and releases the heat back into the atmosphere. An increase in pollutants, greenhouse gases, is trapping the heat from the earth, causing it to get hotter and hotter. But let's dig deeper. What are some of the causes of the greenhouse gases and pollutants? One of the major sources is our landfills, our trash. Some countries burn it and some bury it, but either way, it releases pollutants into the air. It releases greenhouse gases into the air. So the sun sends heat to the earth. The earth absorbs and releases that heat back into the atmosphere. But because of the greenhouse gases that we are producing on the earth, some coming from our trash and our landfills, the heat is being trapped and the earth is getting hotter. I wrestled with this and I asked God, "What are you trying to reveal? How does this relate to us?" And this is what I received. The sun, the heat, is our suffering. It comes to us. We are the earth. and we are getting hotter and hotter. We are experiencing burnout. We give up and we lose faith because there is something that we are producing that is trapping the heat in our own personal atmospheres. In the natural, one of the major sources is our landfills, our trash. The question becomes, in the spiritual, what is it that we throw into our own personal landfills? What is our trash? What do we let pile up and rot in our lives? What are these things that release pollutants into the atmosphere, trapping heat and causing us to burn out? Go ahead and ask me what it is. Thank you. It is the matters of our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. It's easier to throw things away and ignore them than to spend time sorting through them. The sufferings and the results thereof, we just toss to the side and it begins to rot. And when it rots, it releases methane, which is an even stronger gas, into the atmosphere, which causes more heat to be trapped. What am I saying? When we don't deal with stress, when we don't deal with these issues, when we don't take time to sort through and deal with the suffering that we are experiencing, eventually we're going to say, it's getting hot. And it's easy to let this happen, you guys. Let's not be fooled. You lose your job and you break up with someone. So now you're dealing with two things. Or you're stressed at school and a relative passes and now you're dealing with two things. Or you relapse into drugs and you lost custody of your children. So now you're battling with these two things. Or maybe you're dealing with a horrible boss and you have a teenager now and she's rolling her neck and bucking her eyes every 2 seconds. You're dealing with multiple things and you're suffering. We're suffering. All of these things happen, and sometimes we address them, but more than often we just cast them to the side. We brush them off, but we have to realize that there's residue from these things that we've experienced in life. And so we have to ask for God to restore us, restore our minds, our bodies, our souls, our hearts, and there is a process for it. On the earth, to combat global warming, to combat the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, we are encouraged to recycle. Somebody say recycling. There are many benefits to recycling, but the point is that by recycling, we can reduce the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. There are so many benefits, but the good news today is that God is our recycling facility. In Jesus, in God, we can combat global warming. In God, we can get rid of the greenhouse gases that are trapping heat in our personal atmospheres. In God, we can be restored, but to be restored, we have to recycle. We have to take our emotional, our physical, and our mental issues to God. And there is a process that we have to go through. All right, when you recycle, everything starts with being sorted. You have to deal with it first. You have to call it what it is. If it is a heart, mind, or a physical issue, you have to name it, and you sort it right there. But the great thing about it is, when it gets to the recycling facility, it's sorted again. So what that says to me is, even though I might think I know what it is, and I might have labeled it and named it, when it gets to God, God will see it for exactly what it is, exactly what the root of the problem is, and take it and fix that thing. So, okay, let's look at a few things we can recycle. This is going to be fun. I'm going to have fun with this. All right, so some things we can recycle. Step into my office. So you have paper, aluminum. Let's go to aluminum. Plastic, and you have glass. Those are some things that we're going to look at. So let's start with the first one. Let's start with paper. I wrote over this earlier. Paper symbolizes your heart. Some hearts in this room have been written all over. Some hearts in this room have been torn. Some hearts have been crumbled up, taken for granted, and tossed aside. So for your heart, for paper, what is the recycling process? I did some studying on today. Paper is separated from other things. It's poked at and put into a tank of chemicals of water that separates the fibers. Then it is screened to separate it from paper clips, electronics, and other forms of residue. Then, my favorite part, it's cleaned and de-inked by being put in a cone spinner, in a cone-shaped container, and it just spins and spins and spins. And so when I thought about this, I immediately began saying, God, turn my heart around and remove every single stain. You guys say that. God, turn my heart around and remove every stain. Then, whitening agents are added as needed. And then a pulp mixer pumps all of these globs onto a paper machine that vibrates and removes most of the excess water. Then it goes through a series of heated rollers. And it goes through this series of heated rollers until the correct moisture and thickness is obtained. Until it can handle being paper again. Until your heart can handle being used again. So some of y'all might say, okay, my heart is a little tougher than paper. I ain't got no paper heart. It ain't torn and shredded that easily. Okay, so Tin Man, for you, let's say that your heart is aluminum. Aluminum is squeezed. It's played with. Some of y'all played kick the can when y'all was younger. Aluminum is stepped on. It's stepped on. And maybe you might say that maybe your heart is not that. Maybe you might say that your heart, maybe it's foil. Maybe it's not an aluminum can. Maybe it's foil. And so your heart is used to covering others, but others haven't been covering you. So there is a process that our hearts go through, even with aluminum. So put your hand on your heart and say, God, touch my heart. What is the process for recycling aluminum? Aluminum is sorted. It's shredded. Sorted and shredded. Sometimes our hearts need to just be completely fixed. Daily, we need to say, God created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. We need to ask God to fix our hearts. After that, the aluminum is put into blocks, and then it's thrown into a furnace and melted. Chemicals are then added to improve the quality, and then it's made into sheets. It's made to be flexible. Your sensitivity of your heart, the sensitivity within your heart, is a gift from God. It allows you to love others who most wouldn't even give a thought to. Your heart is a gift from God. And yes, aluminum, your flexible heart, is often stepped on. It's often crushed. It's often played games with, and it's always covering someone else. But the good thing about aluminum is that it can be recycled and back on the shelf in just 6 weeks. What am I saying? Your heart has a bounce back anointing. God, let's ask God, God, help me to give my heart to you so that it can bounce back. All right, so what are some other things that we can recycle? Let's look at plastic. Plastic. Plastic symbolizes our bodies. Let's do a little plastic surgery. No, I'm joking. So much is made of plastic. Plastic is used to hold things, move things, display things, wrap things, cover things. To be honest, plastic is just used up. And so are our bodies. Ask God to touch your body. Say, God, touch my body. God, restore bodies like you did Hezekiah. Restore bodies like the woman with the issue of blood and the blind and the lame man. God, restore the bodies of your people. Heal from cancer, sickness, diabetes, every ache and pain. God, heal and restore our bodies. There is a process as we look at plastic that we go through. What is the process for being recycled? It's separated, it's cleaned, and then it's sorted by color. And so, no, I'm not saying that we need to separate from other ethnicities and races. No, that's not where we're going. But let's be honest. There are some places and some people that you know you just don't need to be around. Can we be real? Everybody ain't your friend, and every bit of attention is not attached to good intention. I'm going to say it one more time. Not all attention on our Facebooks, Instagrams, everything else is not attached to good intention. After it's cleaned, sorted by color, the plastic is sorted and shredded. It's melted, and it's reformed into pellets, and the pellets can be used to make plastic bags, more bottles, or even T-shirts. That threw me off. I said, T-shirts? But some plastic is even in some T-shirts. So what this says to me is that your body can be used to carry others. It can be used to pour into others. And it can also be used to cover others. Turn to somebody next to you and just say, I got you covered. I got you covered. I got you covered. I'm praying for you. I got you covered. The last thing that we're going to look at today that we can recycle is glass. What does glass represent? It represents our minds. Why does it represent our minds? Because our minds were not meant to break. Ask God to touch your mind. Say, touch my mind. Glass is strong, and if it breaks, everyone will stop and turn to see what happened. And if your mind snaps and breaks, everyone will stop and turn and see what is going on. But there is a process for glass. Glass is crushed when it is recycled, and that tells me that there's some ways of thinking. There's some negative thoughts. There's some bad habits in our minds that we just need God to crush. There's thoughts of racism, suicide, sexism, classism that just need to be destroyed and demolished and crushed. And when it's crushed, it's called cullet. I studied, y'all. So it's called cullet when it's crushed. And so we need God to crush certain thoughts. We need God to have us have a mind that thinks on whatsoever is lovely, pure, and of a good report. We need to think on those things like the Word of God tells us to do. After it's crushed, it's sorted, it's washed, it's melted, and then the blobs of the gob, it's turned into either new bottles or other things made out of glass, or it's mixed with asphalt for our roads, or it's put in white beach sand to combat erosion. The great thing about glass, everybody, is that it can continuously be recycled over and over and over again. God, let us not conform to this world, but let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds over and over again. Touch your mind and say, God, renew my mind over and over and over again. Recycling, you guys, is in, as I'm closing, is in God's DNA. God took the earth and recycled it just to make us. What the devil means for evil, God recycles it for our good. When we are weak, God recycles us into a perfect strength. Recycling is not only in God's DNA, but it is in ours. For in God we live, move, and have our being. When we are cursed, we recycle it into a blessing. When we are tempted, we recycle it into joy. And our problems, we recycle it into a praise. We recycle it into a hallelujah anyhow. Devil, you thought that you could get the best of us. You thought that it was getting too hot, but my God has taught us how to recycle. Hallelujah. God has taught us how to recycle. So God, we give you
our hearts, we give you our minds, we give you our bodies. For in your word, you said that after we have suffered a little while, you yourself will restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast. To you, God, be the power forever and ever. Does anybody need God to recycle anything for them? Wherever you're at on this table, whether your paper that's been tossed aside and crumbled, whether your foil or aluminum that's been stepped on, or you're always covering others and no one seems to care about you, whether you're plastic and it seems like you're just being used for everything, or whether you're glass and you feel like your mind cannot take that much more, let us recycle. Let us clean our atmosphere. Let us get rid of these greenhouse gases that are burning us out. Let us take it to God. Amen?
Amen.
I'm done, but at this time, for our reflective moments, you will see pieces of note cards at the end of each pew. And I ask that you take one, pass it down. There should be some on the second one, Kathy, just in case. If not, we'll get you somewhere. Take out a piece of paper or use your bulletin. And at this time, in this reflective moment, write what you need God to restore. Amen? Whether it's a physical, mental, emotional issue, whatever it is that you need God to restore, take a second and write that right now. Can we get just a little light music playing while you do it? Take the time to write it now. And when you come for your offering, come to give your offering, even if you don't have anything to give, still bring that paper. And there will be a recycle bin standing right here. And when you put it there, drop it in there and say, God, recycle, God, restore. Amen. Take the time to write.